getting together at an Ilah Sachard is something which we do in order to be able to hold on to Yontif and to be Malava Yontif out. Shmini Shel Pesach is, Kotz Laaretz is really Shmini Shel Pesach, and the Yichud that Yoim is the Shira. In the Shira itself, you have this Nekudah here that's the crowning part of the Yontif. There's something here in the very beginning of the word as Yasher that needs Hezba and Havana. As Yasher, the word Yasher is obviously Lashon Asid, and Rashi right away is bothered by it. Why is it Asid? So Rashi says that Oz Olo Beliboy Lashir. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu thought, he got into his head, so to speak, to say Shira, and that's what he said. Rashi's Hezba is very hard to understand, because what exactly happened? If the Nes happened, and then he said to himself, oh, now's the time to say Shira, so then that's obvious. And then he said Shira. I mean, certainly he did it midas. I mean, everybody who's a bar das thinks, and then he does. And certainly something like Shira, which is a very overwhelming experience, a person has a sense of it, and then he goes ahead and does it. There's no rebusa in the fact that Ola Beliboy. If it was Ola Beliboy, and then he sang at some later date, in other words, it's as if we'd say the pasuk Ozol Beliboy Sheyoshev V'Harkach Shar, then it would be something that really, really begs to be explained. Where did it happen? When did it happen? When did he say Shira? It's obviously not like that. But there's also in the word before Yasha, the word Oz, is something that needs a real hesper. Because the word Oz over here doesn't really mean anything. Sometimes you can't connect an event with the result. So somebody comes along and he says, you know, when this happened, it seemed to be innocent, but that's when the seeds of the friction started. So fine. So there I'm being megala, the person, I'm saying us. But over here, the Yam split, and Moshe Rabbeinu said Shira. If the pasuk would have said Vayoshe Moshe Sashira Zois, that would have been perfect. Nobody would have had a havamina that the word Oz over here doesn't mean something else. So what's the word Oz telling you over here? The word Oz is defining a certain time, but it's chashiv only when I would think otherwise. I couldn't think otherwise. So the right way to have the pasuk would have been by Yashir Moshe. That would have been the nusach. The Chazal are maflik on the word Oz and the chshivus of the word Oz. So the one Chazal is, it says that the Shoshom Yisrael Oz Yoshe Lova Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chaluk Shel Teferes Shechakukim Olof Kol Oz Shebeteira. So the Medrash says over here that when Moshe Rabbeinu said it, the Yalkut brings to the Medrash Afke, that when Klal Yisrael said Shira, Kadosh Baruch Hu put on a chaluk that had on it written all the Ozes, Oz Tisna Psula, Oz Yidali Kail Pitzeh, Oz Tisna Kachneim Ivrim, and so on. Yikim Shechotu Chazeh Bekari, but also Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachzira, Shneim Oz Yimali Shechikimu. So Chazal here are being madgish that in the word Oz itself, there's a certain peak, there's a certain chshivus, and all the ozim in the Torah is tisna psula zidalika ayels lipkachna achashiv, and then dafke ozim ol yisrael pinu will come back to us. When we chayta, we lost oz, and then it's going to come back. What's this oz over here? This oz sachakel is tying down the shir to when it happened. I mean, it's true that most of the oz in the Torah deal with Achus Hayomim, and in that context, it makes a lot of sense. It says, oh, Lasid Lovoy, this is when Oz Tismach Psula or Oz Yibdalik Piseach Ke'ayo, that's a chiddush over there, that I would think it's not like that, and therefore, Kamash Malon, that it is like that. But what's over here, the Oz and Oz Yosha, that Oz, the word itself is just a contextual word telling me then it happened. What's the goddess of the word Oz over here that they lost at Burechet and they got it back again? The third place in Chazal, the Mechilta says, Yesh Oz L'Sha'ava V'Yesh Oz L'Asid Lavi, that there's an Oz that comes, that speaks about the Avar, and there's an Oz that comes to the Asid, and it goes back and forth, the different Ozes in the Torah that are referring to past tense, and there's an Oz that's going to be in the future tense. So the Mechilta is Mitzayin, the Cheshivas of Oz, that it's coming to tell us the it can sort of bypass or encompass all tenses, future and past. What's the chivas of that? No, that's okay. So we're saying at that point in time, can go one way or the other way. It's irrelevant. What's the chivas? What's the word oz over there? So the Maral in Gevurah and Memzayin, Perek Memzayin, gives a beer. I'm going to read the Kuda, and then we'll try to talk about it. V'dovaze mevayel l'chomach inspire l'maylo, ki milas oz bo al ho'ito shu nivdol min azman. The word oz describes an ace, ayin tof, or ito, the way he describes it, which is sort of a concept, like the word ace, shu nivdol min azman, which is different than Zman. That's why that's the word Oz. In some other places, he explains it. And we'll talk around. I'm using the Nekudah being Masbi, using Makatsan, try to be Meir a little bit and get a sense of it. It says in the Pasuk, L'koil Zman ve'eis l'kol chefes. So, Pashtas, it just sort of runs as one Pasuk. Everything has its time and its place and so on. The truth is, the Maral says, there are two completely different halakim to the pasuk. There's lekoil zman and eis lekol chefetz. By definition, teva includes zman at its core. In other words, getting from point A to point B is a process. This process is expressed in time, it's expressed in steps, like we do a computer program, and that is the Mahalach of Teva. And that's the most fundamental Nekuda. The Rambam, Mordechai Vuchel, speaks about Zman as being the most noble of creations, most ethereal of creations, but it still is a creation. It's a Bria because it works within the context of a Teva. Where is the primary gap? So let's bring this point a little bit. If I think about doing something, then the thought to do it is always the initial step. All of Machshavti, I had an idea to do this and that, and then I implement it, sometimes more quickly, sometimes less quickly, but I then implement it. So the gap from Machshava to Maisa is where Zaman takes. Let's take a different something else. Let's say a person is dreaming. So the person is hungry, he falls asleep, and a loaf of bread appears to him. A person is walking in a desert, and he's deadly thirsty, and his mind begins playing. So he instantly sees a glass of cold water in front of him. And a lot of times, you have the experience when you dream and you see that loaf of bread, the story sort of spirals backwards from it. Kind of, you see the loaf of bread and say, ah, yeah, that's what I've been doing all afternoon, baking bread. Because there's a world where the chefetz and the Rotzen are the Metzias, and therefore they are Hainu Hach. And there is no gap because it's the same thing. It's a different way of looking at it. My sugar for bread or for water is the vision that I see. So it's not coming two separate times. It is one and the same. So lakoil, in this world, all the inyanim is zman, and it takes zman. The eis lachol chayfetz means like this. When we're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, it also happens at certain times. There's a time when war breaks out, and there's a time when peace comes, and there's a time, like all the itos in Kohelis. But that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gazed on a specific time it should happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates time, but it doesn't represent the span of time. It represents the moment when he decides it should happen. So if I can give a sort of a mushel, one is a snapshot, and one is a video. One is an instant, it's instant. One, it's a span. So in this world, everything that we have falls under the rubric of zman. It takes time, and it is, that's where it belongs. There's a chelek of the bria. There is something which is not zmanim, but rather itos. There's an ace when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the oil of Ritzonai, to do it at this time or that time or the other time. That's the time when it happens. Chefetz, rocks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megalithu itos, and mehalchim tivim are on the scale of zmanim. In terms of, so that's the pshat of the Chazal, that there's the difference between that oz doesn't include in itself, includes of those other and asi. I want to explain that a little bit. The what is the logic of an expression of future in grammar? If I say tomorrow I will go this in this place. What is that? Is that the nevuah? When I'm saying what happened yesterday, I'm an aide and reporting. What is now, I'm an aide and I'm reporting it. And if it's emes, it's emes. When I say tomorrow I will go to such and such a place, what am I saying? I'm not giving the nevuah. So how can I make a statement about a future? The answer is that I say that my plan and rotzen and commitment, all of these are sonos of sorts, are to go such such ways tomorrow. We have a vestige of that in English. When we say, I will go to this and this place, it means I have the will, the desire to go in this and this place. That's the statement I can make about the future. I can't actually say a future because it's not a meaningful, description of anything. What I'm saying is a description of my ruts and my das. So when we have the word us, we have it works for the past and it works for the future. Because the word us is an expression of where the Ratzin comes through the Maisa, shines through the Maisa. It says in the Zohar Kaddish, in the Chazal and the Medrash Rabbah also give us that us, the word us is Aleph Rochiv Al Zayin. In other words, Zion represents Teva, Shivas Yimei Gracious, and anything, Shivas Yimei Gracious, without even knowing anything more than that, already tells me Zman. In other words, something took time. It could have been the Maima Echad, he could have created the world. He didn't create the world, the Maima Echad, so now it takes a certain span of time. So Zayim Yabeshiz means the setup of the world of Olam HaTeva is things take time and occur over time. The Aleph is the Nekuda of oneness, the Nekuda that overrides it, that's beyond it, and the Aleph is when the Aleph is on top of the Zayin, we get a definition of Ace rather than Zman. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were looking which letter to create, to start the Torah with. He started from top. Aleph was not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose not to do Aleph. Because If he would have done Aleph, it wouldn't have, there wouldn't have been Shivas Meibrachis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a Teva, and at a certain point, he projected his Aleph, his not need for Teva, through that veil of Teva. So the word Oz represents a fixed spot in time. The only thing that has a fixed spot in time are the things that belong to that which is above Zman, which belongs to Ace rather than Zman. That's the Metzius of Oz. So that, and that's what we do. When we fix, let's take a mashal on Havaya Soila. If I ask you, why did the Roman Empire collapse? When did the Roman Empire collapse? Any Chacham says, it didn't collapse in any one day. It was a process. It started with X, and then went on to Y, and then to Z, and the more learned I am, the more background they give, and Hemshech, and so on and so forth. When I ask, why did the Yam split? Why did Mitzrayim collapse? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe waved his matah. That's when it happened. So the norm, the Oz, is a description of Ace rather than Zman, and that's the chshivas of all the Ozes in the Bria Soilim. So we have something that is a Bria Nevdelis, something which is very unique character, that there's a Metzias of Itos, things that happen instantly, and it's something that rarely, rarely happens, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the world set up in a Teva D'Goyfin. The Zayin Meibrachis are the dominant force. But over here, in those special cases, HaKadosh Baruch Hu projected the Aleph through the Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rochid the Aleph on the Zayin. And the result was something which can be pinned to a second. When I say Oz Yedalek, it means, under normal medical mahalchim, this requires a type of mahalach, an operation, a therapy, a this, a that. But Oz means I can fix it to a moment. When Klal Yisrael in Bria Soilom was not like that, Klal Yisrael at Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael at Yetzias Mitzrayim reached a certain height, and then they lost it. I want to now speak about how this expresses itself in Avodah. Where is an Avodah for this? Peiches HaNefesh for this, and so on. Rav Hutton, in his first Maimon Bar Yitzchak, speaks about the inyan of Zrizus that you have in Pesach. And he says that the Zrizus that's expressed in Yom of Pesach differs significantly than the Zrizus one would normally think of as Midas Tevis, and so on and so forth. In the world of, and he brings his Raias, I'm just going to say over the point, I'm going to try to be mass better job. In the normal Mahalach, Zrizus is a covering for the thing. Your mother tells you, go get me something. If you dally, it's sort of a shtickle mizoyan. You do it right away. It shows how you're doing it. It shows an eagerness. You really would like to do it, and so on and so forth. But the Zrizus in the Yom of Pesach, that the whole Yontev is Mevusis on the Chipozim, has a much, much deeper sense to it. But let's take an example. Let's say a person learned a foreign language, and he's told to write a sentence. So he thinks. If he's a novice, he thinks a lot. If he is proficient, he thinks less. But there's some sort of thinking process in writing it up. The language that you grew up with, the word comes out of your mouth instantly. Because the word doesn't go through a thinking process. It's your metzius. That which is your metzius comes out in a very, very, it almost circumvents the thinking process. It's like the difference between, in a human body, voluntary motion and reflex. Voluntary motion, it takes time. It's learned. It can be unlearned if somebody, God forbid, has a stroke or something, and then he has to learn it again. It's difficult. Reflex tests something. If a person's reflexes are off, the pshat is something very local. The foot itself is not beseder. Something is wrong. The things that belong to the realm of reflex are instant, as far as you know, in our musagim, because they are the thing itself. Normally, there's always a gap between wanting to do the mitzvah and doing the mitzvah, because the nefesh is ruchni. That's from Metzius, mitzvahs of the world. The body is not ruchni. It can come along for the ride, and sometimes kicking and screaming, and sometimes quite willingly. But it's coming along to the ride. The nefesh has to sort of, you know, knock on the goof and say, Rav Goof, it's time to go for Shabbos, let's go, and so on and so forth. There's no instantness to it. And that's a frustrating experience for the nefesh. He gives it the marshal of the nefesh not being satisfied with anything the goof has, and so on and so forth. It's a very, very frustrating experience. The shleimus is when the person has the instant ratzon for it. So therefore, the instant ratzon to do it and doing it becomes one and the same. That's the unique inyan of chipazit. That's why it's called chipazit. It doesn't say it, but I'm adding it. Normally, chipazon, when we say somebody acted the chipazon, what we mean is they didn't think about it. When a person is a zariz, he thinks about it, and we're meshapeach him. If somebody, a doctor knows what to do, he picks it up and runs and does it. So that's rizus, and we're very meshapeach him. If a guy who's not trained just grabs something and then, you know, puts a bandit on him or whatever it is, then we say he did a bechipazon, and it's not a shvach. So why is bechipazon yitzasim, why does that become our avodah? The answer is, bechipazon expresses the atzmius of the person that belongs to the realm of itris and atzman. You know, insult him, and he blows his top. Need a favor, and he's there. A type of reflex, which is the etzemetzius of the person. So in Gidrei Avodah, the mokoyim where these two mahalchim express themselves is avodah that requires a hinei muchon mezuman, something that a person needs to pick up and say, nope, good, now we're going to do it, and so on and so forth, and versus a person doing something at the getter of reflex. That is where this mahalach express itself in avodah that's relevant to us in some of the chakras. It also expresses itself in haftacha. Anything that comes within the realm of zman can never be a davar shalom. The reason why it's osel adam lamali schoik piv ba'ilam hazeh is because in Olam Hazeh, there's real suffering. Real suffering means it takes step A to get to step B, to get to step C, until we finally get to the step we want. And that took time. It took effort. It was wasted time. There's nothing b'shleimus. The Yemol Yisroik Piv means there's no downside. If an army wins a victory and it lost soldiers, there's no... And so we celebrate, but there's a certain soberness, sobriety in the celebration, because there were people that lost their lives, there were homes that were devastated. There's some cheshbon here. And that's why it's also for the Masechta, no matter how good a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, no matter how well things have happened, but it wasn't kulei toiv, because there was a zman when it wasn't like that. Avaseinu ochlim meluchim and waiting krizov and so on. When the world, when Ratzon Hashem is Mizgala, and as right now, Ratzon Hashem is Mizgala in a oifin of, let's call it, Gamzu L'Toiva. This Gamzu L'Toiva means this will be leading to the good. This is bad, leading to good. So when the good comes, I celebrate because the bottom line is good. But what happened to all the gums? Plenty of gums on the derech, and these gums are not pleasant gums. But there will come a time when hayino kecholmi, when just like in a dream, a person is toifis the entirety of the events in one shot, and the simcha and the so-called tsar is instant, and he laughs because there was no tsar. It's a snapshot. It's just he wasn't looking at it right. Lasid lovoi, that's going to be the hayino kecholmi. The Shuvah Semesh Viseinu Hayino Kecholmi means that it will be that type of gilu, not a gilu of Osman. Oz Yimalei Soik Pino. That's the only time when, well, that is the time of Soik Pino, because that's seeing every, the different frames, just like when you have a panoramic view in one picture of an entire Hekev. You can, there will be, the movie reel will become one snapshot. The entire Hekev of all of the Zmanim will turn into ace. And that's the Surah of the Gula. The Oz Yoshev Moshe was a height the castle had when for that moment Klal Yisrael was Zecher to a Pchina of Itus rather than Zmanim. The Chippozim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the high point of Chippozim was that moment when when everything is seen as happening at a moment and at an ace. There's no gap between the Ratzon. But Oz, that's the Pshat Rashi. Oz Yoshe Moshe means Moshe thought and sang at the same time. There was no gap between the two. The word Yud, the letter Yud, which is the generic Lashon Asid, is also Shema Machshava. It says it's Keneged Chachma and it's Keneged Machshava. In other words, like we said before, Asid always contains in itself the gap between the now and the tomorrow. But the real, the core of the gaps that exist in the Bria is between wanting to do something, realizing you need to do something, wanting to do it, and doing it. But this was a time, Oz Yashem Moshe means, that's when Moshe thought and sang. And that's why it's called Yashem. That's a pe'ula where the Chayiv and the Asid come together. That was the height of it. We lost it, interestingly enough, in a chet that had to do with Zman. We couldn't wait the 60 days, the 40 days, and we messed up the cheshbon, and we lost the track of that. And that's where we lost it. Lost it lovely. Every year on Pesach, we get a taste of it back in the chippozen of the mitzvahs, and in the shira of Oz Yashir, and it's a taste of Lasid Lovay, where will the hair the briar, you know, the choilmi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala will be mayor the Aleph through the Zion, and we're going to see the world not as a series of steps, but as one inyan, one picture. Oz Yimalis Lekino, that's when we'll be able to have that's where Simcha will be total, because everything will fall into one place at one time.